With fresh perspective, my head cleared and I gained focus. Whereas pre-Rich Dad, I thought risk involved investing money or taking an action without knowing what the outcome would be. Now, I recognize that risk could mean being informed and financially literate, but still not taking action. Not taking any action to change my situation was a mistake. It was time to act. First, I opened a money market account and built up savings of $2,000. This short-term reserve would be shown to mortgage lenders if necessary. Then I followed the recommendation of Dolph DeRoos and began to search for properties. I heard more than my share of, "You can't do that here." I countered with, "The properties are out there. They're waiting for me to find them." I looked at 75 properties in the Portland area and ran numbers on 30 of them. Out of these, I found 3 or 4 good candidates and talked to property managers about them. One property, in addition to showing good numbers, also carried a tax abatement, which is a reduction in the total tax bill and is given for a variety of reasons. I had found my first real estate investment property. I purchased the single-family residence in November 2002. Please don't get the idea that I'm a one-man show. I put a team together to help me. It consists of a tax advisor, a real estate agent, a property inspector, and a personal attorney. I asked friends and acquaintances for referrals. With this first acquisition, I moved from being a purely limited paper investor, I lost $5,000 in the stock market, to being a real estate investor. I'm on a learning curve to building my wealth as I learn and boost my confidence even more. I'm 25. I estimate 2 more years of self-employment, and that within 5 years, I'll be able to live off my passive income and concentrate on investments. Before taking control of my financial life, I imagined I would retire at 50 or 55. With no genuine game plan for the future, I figured, rather naively, that I would count on my schooling and intelligence to pull me along. I'm so relieved to say that I know better. Now I have a realistic plan in place that'll allow me to retire at age 30 with a better standard of living that will constantly increase. Additionally, I provide better financial planning for my clients using information I never heard of in business school. By recommending that they use the Rich Dad books and products, I give them the mechanism they need to get where they want to go. There's been another business change that reflects the difference in my financial perspective. I've shifted from one-time fees to services that earn me residuals. I understand that passive income keeps paying. Being honest with myself was tough. Once I admitted that I hadn't made such great decisions in the past, I allowed myself to move on. What happened in the past was over. Optimism kicked out the negatives and kicked into gear. I've overcome self-imposed barriers about being too young, lacking the time, and having no experience in real estate investing. I've come to trust myself to read numbers and understand potential risks and returns. Reading through the material, doing the worksheets and exercises, these weren't hard to do. When you're informed the way you need to be, taking action is easy. Also, I use financial statements that I update at least weekly, which makes all the difference in the world. This simple management tool allows me to track my money as it comes in and goes out. All the guesswork about where did my money go is gone for good. The biggest lesson I've learned is that a person must be financially literate. I believe, as Robert does in Rich Dad's Prophecy, that a very dark and impoverished future is awaiting those who do not take charge of their financial lives right now. In the next decade, a record number of baby boomers will be retiring and aging, spiking the need for medical care, which will likely remain expensive. That same population has already seen their 401k bubble burst, along with a decline in the value of their personal stock investments. Millions of people aren't saving enough for their retirement years, and Social Security payments are not going to give them the financial cushion they'll need. But there is a choice. The average person can take control of his finances by deciding to do so. The magic to getting results and increasing the quality of life lies in the desire to change and the willingness to follow Rich Dad's simple strategies to becoming wealthy. This stuff works.